欢呼玛利亚，
愿主万圣中与你同在，你在妇女中受赞颂，你的亲子耶稣同受赞颂，愿主圣母玛利亚，求你现在和我们同时，为我们罪人祈求天主，阿们。
In honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I would like to talk about mercy a little bit. Pope Francis, when he visited Korea, he talked to religious men and women.
教宗去韩国访问的时候，他对就是度奉献生活的男女，讲了这样一段话。
And he told them that joy is rooted in the mystery of the Father's mercy.
教宗讲到说，我们说喜乐
，is joy。
Rooted, grounded.
我们说喜乐呢是根植于
rooted
in the mystery of the Father's mercy.
根植于天主慈悲的就像我们说福。
And that mercy is revealed in the cross of Christ.
大家有什么疑问？刚才这句话啊，就说说喜乐是根植于天主慈悲的服务，的牧灵服务，就是在牧灵中的服务。
And Pope Francis said that all consecrated men and women are challenged to become experts.In divine mercy.
也就是说呢，我们说这个慈悲啊，天主的慈悲就是挑战我们这些度奉献生活的人。
Can you repeat the whole sentence again?
We are challenged to become experts in divine mercy.
就是说，挑战我们成为天主慈悲的专家，就是或者说鞭策我们成为天主慈悲的专家。
And that happens especially through our life in community.
这个呢，就是常常就会发生在我们的团体。
We have lots of opportunities to forgive in community.
因为在我们的团体生活中，我们有很多去宽恕别人的机会。
So what is this mercy?
The first sentence, I think I try to make to put it another way.
I 就是想给大家那个第一句就是翻译的听起来通顺一些啊。我们说还是讲就是喜乐是根植于天主慈悲的服务。对，英语是这样一个意思，因为我再想一想，这个怎么听起来更顺一些。
Mercy is part of God's logic.
那我们说慈悲呢，是就是说天主的思维方式，或者是天主的逻辑。
We see this so beautifully in Jesus on the cross.
那我们看天主的慈悲的话，就尤其是从基督。在就耶稣被钉在十字架上的这样一个例子。
When God sees our disobedience, He does not destroy us. He offers Himself for us.
那当天主看着我们的这种不服从或是违命抗命的时候，天主没有就试图说是把我们摧毁，但呢，他把他自己给了我们。
And Jesus even prays on the cross, Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
就说耶稣在十字架上的时候，他对天父说，你宽恕他们吧，父啊，宽恕他们，因为他们不知道自己做的是什么。
This forgiveness is the glue that holds together Christian communities.
我说这个宽恕就像一个胶一样啊，就把基督徒团体凝聚在一起。
And forgiveness is a gift that comes to us with the resurrection.
我们说宽恕，在我们身上的这样一个礼物的话。那它来自于基督的复活。
When Jesus returned in the resurrection, he met all of the disciples who had abandoned him.
大家想想，就是在耶稣复活之前，他那些门徒们都离他而去了。
He did not yell at them or attack them.
耶稣从来也没有对他们就是训斥过他们，同时呢
yell him in
or attack them，
也没有说是就是对他们训斥，或者是对他们有一种攻击。
But rather he forgave them and said, "Peace be with you."
那反过来呢，耶稣就是宽恕他们，并且给他们平安。
And then he gave them the power to forgive.
同时呢，也赋予他们宽恕的能力。
He said to them, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them."
因为他对宗徒们说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免。
We can learn a little bit about mercy by looking at mercy in some ancient languages.
我们看天主的慈悲。我们可以从不同的古代语言中去看看天主的慈悲是怎么回事。
There were three languages that were used in the writing on the cross.
有大家记得吗？就是耶稣被钉在十字架上，他那个就像什么罪状牌，用三种语言写的。
Hebrew, Greek, and Latin are those three languages.
这三种语言就是希伯来语、拉丁语和希腊语。
So in Greek, the word for mercy is very close to the word for oil.
Greek.
Greek. Yep. Thanks.
在希腊语里面啊。说天主的这个慈悲，它和什么最相关呢？最相近的，就是和油。
Am I getting that reversed? Yes, of course.
Eraser.
就在背后板上。
希腊语。
And when we think about mercy as oil.Oil is helps to strengthen us.
当我们就是想到这个，我们说天主的慈悲，想到就是油的时候，那它第一个功能呢，那就是它可以强健我们。
Athletes used
就让我们变得强健。
Athletes used oil before they entered into competition.
我们说过去就是在古希腊的时候，他们就是个运动员们，他们要进入这个竞技场的时候。
Oil is also used for healing.
油呢也可以用来就是治愈或者治病。
In the parable of the Good Samaritan, it says that the Good Samaritan used oil and wine to heal the wounds of the man.
大家记得就是撒玛利亚人嘛？那善心撒玛利亚人就是用油和酒去覆抹。 那个受伤的人的伤口。
Oil also softens hard skin.
这个油呢还能够就是让我们的硬的皮肤变软，就是就这个软化的作用。
It makes us more tender.
就是让我们这个皮肤就是变得更柔软。
And oil enters into us in a very gentle way.
当然就是这个油进入我们内的话，它是用一种又它的方法是它这种方式是很柔和的。
It enters best by rubbing the place where we're applying it.
What are you rubbing?
Pressing, rubbing.
Okay, 就是你我们说这个复油的时候，你不是放的那个位置，然后你这样揉吗？揉的就是让这个这一块这个皮肤就变得很柔软柔和，就柔软了。
So oil has this gentleness to it.
所以说它的作用呢，就是让我们变得柔和。
Oil also
或者叫温和。
Oil also makes makes our skin shine.
那另外的就是这个油呢，也会让我们就咱们就想发光啊，发亮啊。
So it makes us more beautiful.
使得我们看起来就是更漂亮一些，更美。
And we could say that it makes us more joyful.
当然了，那我们也可以说，你复了油之后，就让我们说的复油可不是盛世那个复油啊。这个油呢，就是让我们看上去就是更充满喜乐。
So, and these are also all qualities of mercy.
这个呢，就是我们讲到就是慈悲的，这样它所含有的这样一些，就是它的这个内容或是它这种质素。
Mercy enters in gently, and also is best applied through rubbing.
也就是说呢，它的这种方法呢是一种温和的方式，而且呢，这种温和的方式你非常适合，就是我们在就是做这个就是揉抹的时候的。
It's very personal.
这种原料啊。
Mercy is very personal, so it's not applied at a distance. It's something that has to be up close.
我们这个是油呢，是非常的，就是这种离着你很近啊。你比如说，我们在给人抚抹的时候，用油在抚抹的时候，你不可能很远就能抹到吧？所以说，就是说你跟人与人之间的距离很近的时候，你才能把油抹上，然后可以用手慢慢的这样揉。
And mercy makes us more radiant and joyful.
我们就说呢，那就是当然，我们现在就是讲这个慈悲了。那慈悲也是一样，让我们觉得是有让我们感觉到充满了一种喜乐和力量一样。
Have you ever seen the face of people when they come out of the confessional?
大家就是看没看过那些个从告解亭里出来的人，他们的这个面部是什么样子？
Everyone feels good after the confession.
因为就是办告解，就我们说这叫和好盛世啊。领了和好盛世之后呢，你看人们看上去都是那个神采焕发的样子。
And mercy also strengthens us. We have more confidence when we receive mercy.
当我们能够我们接受领受了慈悲的时候，那我们就更有信心。
We are not as afraid of making mistakes because we know that God will have mercy on us.
我们就不会再担心害怕我们犯什么错误，因为我们知道天主对我们就是用这种慈悲的情怀。
And of course, mercy has a healing quality and heals our hearts.
那我们说慈悲呢，它的这个治疗的，我们说治疗的这个作用。因为天主就是在治疗我们。
We can look at the word for mercy in Hebrew, and there are actually two words in Hebrew.
那我们现在看看啊，从希伯来语里边再看，慈悲的意思。那这里呢有两个词组成。
Pope Francis said they are a kind of masculine form of mercy and a feminine form of mercy.
这个讲慈悲呢，它是有从阴性和阳性这两个角度去讲。
一会儿人会把拉丁也写上。这个是希伯来语。
So this first form, more masculine form, is chesed.
Masculine.
Yeah.
我们先从这个希伯来语讲慈悲的，从阳性方面去看啊。
And chesed is faithfulness.
这个讲的什么意思？就是忠信。
When
忠信或者叫忠诚。
When we are
或者叫忠实。
When we are unfaithful, God remains faithful.
就说当我们不忠信的时候，天主仍然是忠信的。
He is steadfast. He is a rock.
天主就像一个，我们说就像磐石一样，那么稳固。
And we can hold on to him, and he will not let go of us.
就是他就是紧紧地抓着我们，而且就是不让我们离开。
His mercies last from age to age.
也就是天主的慈悲从永远到永远。
And so it is this strong form of faithfulness.
也就是说，这就是一个非常强的一种忠信的一种方式，强而有力的忠信的方式。
Something Pope Francis has said many times is that God never gets tired of giving us mercy.
这就像 Pope Francis 就教宗方济哥所讲的，说天主从来都不会因为给我们慈悲感到疲倦。
Even when we have failed a million times, God still has more mercy for us.
就是哪怕我们就是无数次的跌倒，但是天主呢仍然会显示他的慈悲。
And God is totally dependable.
那天在这个时候呢，我们说天主完全是依赖于我们
，dependable，
完全是可依赖的。我们说天主是完全可依赖的。
He's always there for us, always ready to help us.
因为他时常准备好帮助我们。
He will never forget us. He'll never abandon us.
他从来不会忘记我们，也从来不会抛弃我们。
So this is a chesed.
这是从这个阳性的角度去看啊。因为这一段呢，就是我们在就什么东西文字的里边没有。如果大家有记不下来的，你们就让我停下来再重复啊。这个不要就说因为这一段我是觉得特别重要，而且非常好。如果不清楚，你们就举一下手，我们就让神父停下来，我再继续给大家就重复一遍哈。你稍等等神父，我一会儿来哈。如果大家有不清楚的，现在就这一点，随时问啊，随时问。随时问，稍等等神父。
The other form of mercy in Hebrew is racham. And the way that Hebrew works is you only put the consonants down. And it was much later that they added the vowels in. You know, consonants and vowels.
Yes. 他是加了说这个希伯来语里边加了这个叫什么？辅音和元音， 这当然这是讲从语言学的讲，这些东西对我们来说这个不太重要，主要讲它的意义。
So the word for this word for mercy is very close to the word for womb. It's the same consonants, just different vowels.
这是从 feminism.
It's the same as the word for womb. Yeah, it's the feminine form.
这是从我们讲慈悲啊，就是希伯来语里讲慈悲是从阴性的角度。从阴性角度去讲慈悲，就是它和什么相关呢？和子宫，和子宫相关。一会儿神父会继续给我们解释。
So this expresses God's tenderness.
Sorry, Father and sisters, yes, questions. 你们刚才那个问题现在可以就是问一下。没有问题了，是吧？
最后一句是啊，因为他时常准备好帮助我们，还有一句。
大家，我是基本上翻译完，我不会记着全文。刚才你们后面就是记得什么？就是天主随时会，不会抛弃我们，从来不会抛弃我们，从来不会忘记我们，从来不会抛弃我们。
Because she wants to take notes, and because we speak fast, we need to wait a little bit.
So, Racham is mercy that is like a womb.
我们还是从这个阴性角度讲啊，说讲天主的慈悲，就是说这个慈悲就像那个母亲的这个子宫一样。
So we can think of the softness, the tenderness of a mother's womb.
就是说我们就想一想啊，就是说我们母亲的这个子宫是多么柔软。
And the mother, in her womb, she cares for the one who is totally helpless.
就是在母亲的子宫里边，就是那个她帮助或者是养育那一位完全没有完全无助的那样一个胎儿，我们或者叫一胎儿吧。
And you can only the womb is not a place for the strong, it's a place for the weak.
我们说这个，子宫它在里边待的，我们说这个胎儿啊，或者是叫你看，它是一个我们说是一个柔弱的。在这个地方呢，是不是为一个强者所待的地方，是为一个软弱的所待的地方。
So mercy, God's mercy has this very tender and gentle quality.
所以说天主的慈悲呢，它就具有这样一个我们说是柔软和温柔的这样一个我们说叫质量也好，或是这个我看叫一个这样一个素质也好。
我查一下这词用什么比较好。It's a little bit just the quality. I know this. It's kind of nature. The quality is different with the nature, because in Chinese I cannot find the word too much.The quality and the nature.
Nature?
Yeah. The nature, the mercy is a very, very gentle and tender quality. The quality, which means the nature. It's the same? No. So that's why I need to put a right word to here, because this part is very. important for everybody.
Okay, 可以了。我们说这是天主慈悲的这个特质或叫品质啊，不是叫质素。我一直找不到这个合适的词怎么翻译。
And so mercy also protects us and nourishes us.
我们说慈悲呢，同时是滋养我们，也保护我们。
So, and then we can look at the word for mercy in Latin.
现在我们再看看慈悲的在拉丁语里边的意思。我们这都是它从古代语言里边演变出来的意思。
The word for mercy in Latin really consists of two words.
这个在拉丁语里边呢，
在拉丁语里边也是有从两个词的含义里边。
It consists of the word misery and heart.
从
misery and heart.
这两个词就是我们说是这个啊，是从我们的不幸，然后另外一部分呢就是心。
I gave them Chinese word.
So
because they asked.
Yes.
我给你们用写写上中文吧。Where is?
Amazing.
Oh. 神父会画要画那个心，画一个怎么画心，就这个东西。
看得见吗？
看
得见。倒是可以把它拍下来，
看不清拍下来一下。
So in Latin, we learn that mercy is a heart that reaches out to misery.
我说在拉丁语里面讲，慈悲呢，就是说这个心呢，你去走向他的那种不幸，或者进入到他那种遭遇中。
So the places that we feel our misery is precisely the places that God wants to pour out His mercy.
也就是说，那个我们遭遇不幸的地方，那恰恰就是天主的心想要，放入的地方。
A lot of times when we feel misery, we want to run away.
就因为很多时候啊，我们当我们遭遇不幸的时候，我们都可以，我们想着都是觉得我躲开这个环境吧，
or we think,
逃离开这个地方吧。
Or we think that God is not interested in our misery, and so we hide it, and we try to show Him some happy part of us.
因为我们认为可能是不是，哎呀，天主也不喜欢我们在这个不幸的，这个样子，所以说呢， 我们就试图啊，把这个我们不幸的那一部分掩盖起来，或是藏起来，然后呢，显示给天主的。你看，你看我很高兴吧。
But God is attracted to our misery.
但是就说天主呢，是被我们的不幸所吸引。
If you think about the gospel, who are the people that Jesus goes to?
我们如果想想福音中所描述的，你看看耶稣他亲近的是什么样的人。
Jesus is attracted to the blind man and the leper.
那他被什么样的人吸引呢？那些有病的人，麻风病患者。
He's attracted to the man with a withered hand and to the prostitute.
你看耶稣去什么样的人呢？去那些个就是
prostitute.
我们说那些妓女，还有
the prostitute and
man with a withered hand.
还有那些手，还有那手枯干的人。
Jesus,
我们就娼妓啊，不叫妓，叫娼妓，娼妓和那些手枯干的人。
Jesus is attracted to the sinners.
就是耶稣呢，他是被罪人所吸引，就是吸引耶稣的是罪人。
So the best thing that we can do is to show our wounds to God.
对我们来说，最好的，我们能做的就是把我们的创伤显示给天主。
The places where we are hurting, the places where we feel most afraid, these are the places that God wants to come to.
我们就是越受伤的部分，越是天主来眷顾我们的地方。
He wants to fill those places, those empty places in us with mercy.
那就是说我们在我们这个最空的地方，那恰恰就是天主最愿意弥补的地方，就愿意填满的地方。
Sometimes we have the idea that it is inconvenient for God to have mercy on us.
有时候我们的想法就是觉得，哎呀，天主对我们的慈悲什么样的，好像不是听起来这么容易啊，或者这么方便。
We imagine that we are bothering him when we ask him for mercy.
因为当我们去求天主的慈悲或是怜悯的话，我们总觉得，哎呀，我们这是不是这个麻烦天主太多了。
But the opposite is true. God loves to have mercy on us. What is it? The opposite.
当然，反过来，我们说，反过来说呢，那天主非常愿意我们去求天主的慈悲和怜悯。
When we are hurt or when we sin, mercy starts to fill up in God's heart.
当我们犯罪伤害了自己的时候，那这个我们说这种叫什么，这种天主的慈悲就直接的，就是我们犯罪直接也伤害到自己之后，那天主的慈悲就自然而然的会在天主的心里。
And if we don't receive that mercy, his heart gets too full.
如果说我们，你不能领受天主的慈悲的话，那就证明我们的心里都是满的。
This was Saint Therese of Lisieux's idea that God's heart is overflowing with mercy.
这就是这个谁说，就像圣女小德兰所说的哈，说天主的慈悲呀，他是在他的心里已经满意了。就是他天主的心里是充满了慈悲。
And she said that God feels better when he can pour out this mercy on us.
他说当天主他因为他的慈悲是满的嘛，那他把他的这个满的这个慈悲给我们的时候，那天主会感觉更好。
Saint Therese was very clever, and she said she was willing to take the mercy that other people weren't receiving.
那这个小德兰就是很聪明，他想什么呢？他说，如果别人不愿意接受天主这个满意的慈悲的话，那我就来接受别人不愿意接受那一部分。
And this is something that we can do as well. Show God all of our wounds and receive as much mercy as possible.
那这就是对我们来说方法就是什么呢？我们把我们的创伤向天主展开，然后呢，我们就会领受到更多的天主的慈悲。
This feels, sometimes it feels uncomfortable for us to receive mercy.
Uncomfortable.
那有时候呢，可能我们用这种方式的话，可能你会觉得，哎呀，挺不舒服的。
Pope Francis described this like the prodigal son.
教宗方济各呢，就解释这样一，这个，就这样一个意思啊，就用，当子的这个比喻来解释。
In order to receive mercy, we have to also feel our misery.
为了领受天主的慈悲，那我们呢，就是有必要，我们能够就意识到，或者是感觉到我们自己所，我们的不幸。
When the prodigal son came home, he smelled very badly.
我们说这个，浪子就是我们这个小儿子，他回家的时候，大家想想看啊，就是他身上那个味道啊，就是很难闻的。
He was very dirty because he had just been with the pigs.
就是他又脏又臭的这个味道，因为他一直都是跟猪在一起嘛。
And when the father received him, he put a royal robe around him.
但是当他父亲见了他之后呢，就是给他披上了，我们说就像那个，就是叫什么，就像皇家的那种，就是那种贵族的那种衣服啊，给他穿上。
He did not tell the son to go take a shower first.
这个时候呢，天主就是父亲没有对他说，你先去冲个澡吧。
And so the son felt his dirtiness, but he also felt the nobility of the father's robe.
当这个儿子他发觉得知道，就是意识到自己的就是很脏的时候呢，他就觉得我是实在是不堪去穿父亲给我的这样一个高贵的这个袍子。
So this is a good example for us that we can always know our weakness and our dependence.
那这个对我们来说呢，就是让我们知道就是自己的软弱和自己对天主的依赖。
But at the same time, we know God's love and mercy for us.
那另外呢，我们就是也知道天主对我们的慈爱。
When we feel both of those things at the same time, we are most ready to give mercy to others.
那当我们要是能够就是知道或者是意识到这一点的时候，那我们也就容易，对别人就是更慈悲一些，或是更有慈爱。
When I know that I am a sinner who has been saved by God's mercy, then I am most ready to offer mercy to other sinners.
那当如果说我知道我自己是罪人，我呢领受了来自天主的慈悲或者是慈爱，那我也容易把这样一个慈悲的情怀去给另外的罪人。
And this is so important for our life and community.
那这个对我们团体生活来说是非常重要的。
We learn something else from the gospel that this is also what we are made for.
这也就是像圣经中我们说这个福音里边讲到的，那讲到的就是我们正是为这样一个 理由被创造的。
Jesus says, "Be merciful as the Father is merciful."
福音中，耶稣也对我们说，就是像天父一样慈悲。
And in Matthew's Gospel, it says, "Be perfect as the Father is perfect."
在马窦福音里边呢，也讲到，就是我们像天父一样的成全。
That word "perfect" in Greek actually means to be completed or to be finished.
那在希腊语里边讲的这个成全，其实就是什么？就意思呢，就是整个的完成，就是全部完成了。
When Jesus died on the cross, he used that same word, "It is finished."
当耶稣在十字架上的时候。耶稣就用了这样一句话，就说完成了。
And so that means that it has come to its completion.
也就是说呢，到这个点达到了完全的完成的这样一个点。
So on the cross we see
就叫圆满，我们就叫圆满。
On the cross we see perfect mercy.And that's also the goal for us. We are made to become perfect mercy.
我们说在十字架上，我们说耶稣达到的这个慈爱的这个圆满，这个呢，也就是说在我们的生活中，也就是说努力的达到这样一个境界和地或者叫地步啊。
It also says in the Bible, "Be holy as God is holy."
但是在圣经，我们在福音中也提到了，就是说我们像天父一样的圣善。
And so we can see that our completion is to become holy, which is to become mercy.
那当我们谈到了我们的圣善的时候，其实呢，也就是说，让我们在就是你在最后圆满的这个点上。就是达到了这样一个慈悲的境界。
Holiness is not about having all the answers or about levitating. It's about mercy.
Holiness
is not about having all the answers.
我们说这个圣善啊，不是说你对所有的事情你都有答案，也不是说的你这个突然间就是好像你能够神魂超拔的。在天空，就说在悬在半空中。
Holiness is about mercy.
Mercy. 但是呢，我们讲的说这个，圣善呢是和慈悲有关的，或者是直接就是讲的就是慈悲的意思。
We store up, we become more merciful by receiving more mercy.
当我们领受慈悲的时候，
we receive and we give. We receive more mercy and we can give mercy. How did you say?
We become more merciful.
Okay. 当我们就是领受天主的慈悲的时候，那我们也会变得越来越慈善，或是越来越有这个慈悲的情怀。
And it's those places in our hearts which have been wounded that are able to also hold God's mercy.
也就是说，我们在我们受伤的这个心里边呢，就是。把天主的这个慈悲呢，你就是，怎么讲，就是叫牢牢的这个握住啊，握住天主的慈悲。
Let's see if I can make a picture here.
Here.
Marker there. When we sin, we make a hole in our hearts.
我们看看，就是当我们犯罪的时候，那我们这个心里啊，就好像就是有了一个口子一样啊，有一个伤口。
But when God has mercy on us,
那当天主的这个慈悲就是就是倾注给我们的时候，
This is divine mercy.
我们就讲这是天主的慈悲啊。
God pours mercy into our hearts.
天主就把他的慈悲就倾注在我们的受伤的我们的那个伤口上，我们那个心灵受伤的那个伤口上。
He pours that right into the place where we've sinned.
也就是说，他也把这个他的慈悲倾注在我们犯罪导致的。我们心灵的受伤的伤口上。
And it's like we have a little container there that can hold that mercy.
这个呢，就是我们说犯罪中一个伤口啊，这个伤口就像一个什么呀？就像一个这个，就像一个不是叫饭盒了，就是那个就像一个器皿一样，就像一个器皿一样。您看吗？那个器皿就是天主的慈悲，就倾注在那里边。
And then.When someone else sins against us, we can pour that mercy into their hearts.
所以看见吗？当如果有别人啊，另外的别人，他们犯罪了，或是说他得罪了我们之后，那像这种情况，我们就把我们的慈悲，就是从这个角度，我们不只是领受了天主的慈悲吗？然后你再，放到这个另外一个人，就是他因为犯罪受伤的。这个伤口上，
我是谁？
不是是谁？啊，是谁？
This is sophisticated engineering.
She said, if God pour here, it's much better from here.
大家听见了吗？刚才修女说的意思是什么呢？她说，天主把慈悲放到我们的心里啊，然后我们把从我们这个心里再放到别人那儿。她说，天主直接从这儿往这儿放不都好？
Well, it's actually a very beautiful point that God loves to do. God actually prefers to work through us as much as he possibly can.
这就是说天主更希望就是透过我们去传递天主的慈悲。
Yeah.And as that mercy comes into us and also goes out of us, that's the process of becoming holy, sanctification.
这次我们不是经常讲，我们说圣化也好啊，就是说圣善也好，那也就是说呢，天主把他的慈悲，倾注在我们心里，然后我们呢。把我们的慈悲再放到别人的心里，也就是说是这样一个循环的过程。那这个过程就叫什么？就叫圣化的过程，就叫圣化，或者叫成圣的过程。
So we have a very sophisticated flow chart for mercy here.
就刚才说我们刚才说描述天主的慈悲的这样这个就像过程一样啊，就是看起来就是特别的就是很精致了这种解释法。
These are a few thoughts about mercy, and we can take a break, and then I'm going to draw some other pictures, so if you want to take a picture, then do that now.
Wait, take a break right now.
But I'm going to erase this, so if they want to take a picture,
okay.
Take it now.
They or you? support imagery. OK， 师父就说你们要是愿意照相的话，把这些都可以拍下来。那然后我们可以
right now. And we're going to take a break.
OK， 那现在我们就可以休息十五分钟。然后大家可以，这就是非常帮助神父呢，把我们，祈祷中的这种困难，或是我们祈祷中经历的这样的这个啊，我们叫什么积极的经验，他会帮我们就是列出来。
And that, I just wanted to offer you some ideas, some pictures from the monastic theology, monastic spirituality.
这个呢，第一个是我们说帮助他呢，他给我们就是列一个，他是从这个我们说修道院的灵修神学的角度，给大家就是画出一个图画来。这是从这叫金口若望的所要描述的。
These are the kinds of things that you would find in the writings of Evagrius or St. John Cassian or a collection of Greek writings called the Philokalia.
Who's Philokalia? It's not the person.
No, it's
a group.
It actually means the love of beauty, but anyway, it's a collection of Byzantine.
那最后这个呢，它其实不是一个人的名字啊，是当时他们就是把那个。就是这个把那个美的东西就集合于一身，就是从当时那个拜占庭艺术集于一身之后呢，就是有这样一个就像什么什么的合集一样这样一个名字。这个名字因为这个是历史方面的东西，这个我没学过，我也不知道怎么翻译，这之后我查一下啊。那个第一个呢就是叫会比较早期的我们说修道院的一个总结，就是我们说叫总结过去我们讲七罪宗的那个就像始祖一样，翻译成中文应该叫伊瓦格乌斯。
So they offer us an image of the soul, something like this.
他们就是描述啊，说我们灵魂的这种状态是什么样子呢？就是用这样一幅图来表示出来。
We use our image for God like this again. So this is I don't know if you want to write some Chinese words next to these things. This is kind of a picture of our interior. So the world is out here. And this is God at the kind of deepest center.
就是这些啊。就是这个外在的世界就是这个样子，那我们的灵魂就是内在的这个灵魂这个核心的这个部分。我们这个就是讲的是外在的世界啊。
And these guys would actually use Greek termsAnd so this is really, this part of the soul, they call the psyche. That's the part of our soul that's in touch with the world.
In touched.
Yeah. Connected to the world.
就是他们这几个人呢，就描述我们的灵魂啊，就是那叫我们是叫灵魂的深处。那这一部分呢，就是他们这几位呢，不是这几位了，他们描述的这个，这是我们的灵魂和世界接触的这一部分。
And there's another part of our soul that's in touch with God, and they call that the nous.
这一部分呢，就是我们的灵魂和天主相连的这一部分。那都是希腊语，不知道怎么is Latin or Greek.
Greek. And then our spirit is somewhere inside of us.
就是我们的这个精神啊，或是这种精神。
So our spirit is
this thing called the pneuma,
what
of
is
our
pneuma
spirit.
Pneuma in English.
Spirit.
Spirit.
That's how pneuma translates. But anyway, the translations aren't super helpful, but anyway, yeah.
这就是我们精神的这一部分啊。
So we can think of this. This is a little bit like our consciousness, what we're aware of.
这就是像我们的这个意识一样，你比如说我们意识到的这一部分，就是刚才画的这一部分。
So this is a person who's very much in touch with the world right now. That's where the spirit is. It's in touch with the world.
就是这一部分呢，这一部分啊，我们讲这一部分也是和这个世界就是有联系的。或者说被这个世界所影响。
And then when our spirit is up here, so then this is really, we might call this contemplation. We're very much connected, our spirit is up here, connected with God in the nous.
那就是说当我们的这个精神啊，你看越来越趋于天主的时候，等于说和天主离得越来越近的时候，那这个境界呢就称为默观。
So the problem that we have is that there are these vices that come inthrough the bottom and they have a way of hooking our spirit.
So, 我们看了就是有时候就我们说这个外在的这种邪恶呀或者是一种罪呀。
And it holds our spirit down.
This, 我们说这种罪呢就是把我们的这个精神就是从上面拉下来了。就拉下来了。
And this could be things like anger or unforgiveness.
你比如说我们指的这种就是说罪啊，当然这个罪呢不是说我们说那种就是故意犯的那种罪，就是那种我想应该就像类似叫邪恶一样或者一种负面的东西，那包括这里边说我们的这个焦虑啊，不宽恕啊，怨恨啊，或者叫生气啊，这些东西就是拉我们的这个精神从离天主越来越远。
So the process of removing these hooks, so that our spirit is free, is a process of detachment.
就是当我们慢慢的，就是把这些。阻碍我们的这个精神上升到天主那儿去的时候，我们不是要像一个刺一样吗？把它一个一个要拿出来吗？那这个过程叫什么呢？就叫抽离。就是你不去被什么附着了，这个东西不是等于说粘着你，你飞不起来吗？所以这样你就把它拿起来，这个部分就抽离，抽离部分。
So we want to.
我给你们写上那字，可以。Detachment.
Yeah, good. So, and then another thing that we have to deal with is sometimes our spirit gets. We have a lot of thoughts.So we might call these distractions. In Greek we call them logos moi, thoughts. These kind of distracting thoughts, and they have a way of holding the spirit down.
当我们看到就是有很多的这种比如说分心啊，这种什么什么就是那种让我们分心走意那个思想， 就是当它袭击我们这个精神的时候，看见吗？就是说它也让我们的这个精神就是远离天主，你上升不起来。所以这个那个因素呢，我们就叫它，就是说叫分心，它就时时的会袭击我们。
So what we're trying to do is we want to be able to move the spirit to lift our spirit, and then maybe those thoughts are kind of going through.
就是当我们愿意，就是把我们的精神，这不是就是离天主越来越近吗？那但是这些我们说这种分心呢，它是就是走这样一个方向，就这么走了。
And this state where our spirit is free, in Greek we call this apatheia. So we can think of it as maybe interior freedom.
This 个过程呢，就是让这个分心走意，你不能进攻到我们的这个意识的时候，那这里这个过程呢，就到什么呢？就到了我们得到了这种内在的自由。
Now it's also possible to have. And be in touch with the world at the same time. So we're in touch with the world and we're in touch with God.
What that means?
This is also a form of contemplation, but we might call it an active contemplation. So we can be very much in touch with the world, having a conversation, but still be in touch with God.
但就是后来这个过程就是什么呢？到了整个就是我们的这个意识呢，能够接近天主，就是到了那个主动的、默观的这样一个境界。那他这就说这不逐步就延伸吗？那这个过程呢，我们也能够积极的和这个世界建立联系。
So this gives us some ways to think about what's happening in prayer, how sometimes we get held down or we get distracted.
这是给大家一个基本的，就是一个不叫方法啊，就是一个帮助我们去思考，当我们不是说祈祷的时候分心呢，或者是祈祷的时候我们就没有这个祈祷的意识啊，等等啊，就是这样的一些思想就会来在我们身上。
So two of the skills that we can learn in prayer are the process of unhooking and also avoiding the distractions.
这就是我们在祈祷的过程呢，帮助我们逐步的，就是摆脱分心啊，就是剔除我们祈祷中所有的这些个，就是影响我们的意识上升到天主那儿这些因素，就这样的，这是一个过程。
So we need to have enough interior awareness to be able to say what it is or how we're getting hooked.
也就是说呢，我们要有一个内在的这样一个意识，那就意识到呢，就是说我们祈祷的时候，就是这些东西到底是什么东西在影响我们祈祷。
And we also need to have enough interior awareness to see that there are certain thoughts that are coming, but we don't need to listen to every thought that's passing through us.
当我们祈祷的时候，可能会有一些，比如说分心的，什么分心走意这些思想，当他们来的时候，这些东西你不必要就留意它，或者是说呢，你不要去理会它，你也不要听它。
So it's also important to understand, you know, how do we lift the spirit to be more in touch with God?
这个就是重要的，对我们来说呢，就是怎么样让我们的这个灵性的，或是精神的，或是这种意识这个状态，就是慢慢的，就是 走到天主那里去，就是离天主越来越近。
So we can have this, we can have this kind of upward movement through our meditation.
但是我们说就是往上，慢慢就是这样一个这个样一个活动呢，这样一个过程呢，就是在我们的默想当中，就会慢慢的帮助我们的这个意识逐步的去走向天主，朝向天主。
We actually see the same movements that Saint Ignatius described in Rule Number 6.
那这个在圣依纳爵所描述的，就是在祈祷的规则的第六条里边呢，就是有关，就是怎么样把我们的这个就意识逐步的提高，然后怎么逐步的朝向天主。
He has that meditation, and then also just a simple prayer of intercession, like God help me.
这个就是一个很简单的方法的呢，可能就是在这个过程中，就是我们祈求天主帮助我。
And then he also has a little bit of penance. That's a way that we kind of push away from the world.
也就是这个过程就是要求我们有一些个悔改或者一些补赎，然后这个过程呢，就是帮助我们呢，就是慢慢的和这个世界呢保持距离。
And then he describes that process of examination. You know, is there something that's holding me down?
这个过程就是圣依纳爵就是提醒我们怎么样，就是叫良心省察一样，那就说告诉我们是到底是什么东西在影响我们的这个意识或是这种精神不能够上升到天主的，不能和天主接近。
And then our little acts of recollection and prayer can kind of push the spirit towards God.
那我们就是慢慢的，reaction 就是我们的这个意念啊，就是怎么样慢慢，就是说让我们自己，把自己就是慢慢的推着我们，去和天主慢慢的接近。
So that might be something like the Jesus prayer. It lifts our spirit each time we pray that. Or Bishop Barron was talking about Hail Marys and Our Fathers.Lift our spirit.
这个就像我们上午看的那个电影一样，就是主教就谈到了，说我们在祈祷的时候，当我们觉得就是你没有办法，静下来，或是没有办法让自己举心向上的时候，那就不断的说念天主经啊，或者是念圣母经啊，让自己慢慢的静下来。
And then just refocusing our attention, for example, when we're in the chapel and we direct our attention to the tabernacle, all of these ways of, can help to lift our spirit.
也就是在比如说堂里我们祈祷的时候，那这个就是让我们重新的让自己这个就是在把注意力转向天主，哪怕就是无论借着堂里的任何的，你说这些东西都是帮助我们举心向上的。
Another way that we lift our spirit, we can actually think of it as bringing God down to us, is what we were just talking about with mercy.
另外一个方法，比如说我们在谈说举心向上的时候，我们有时候不是举心向上不容易吗？那我们就想办法把天主拉下来。那这个就像什么事呢？我们就像说刚才说讲天主的慈悲一样，那这样把天主拉下来，不是慈悲就容易？天主的慈悲就一下就充满我们了吗？
So we know that God is attracted to our misery, and so when we show him our misery, it brings him down to us.
因为我们也刚才就是讲到了说，天主呢是被我们的不幸，或是我们的不幸的遭遇所吸引。那这样的话，当我们就是把我们的不幸，向天主展示的时候，那天主不就下来了吗？
And God is very attracted to helplessness. And so when we can show him that we are helpless, then it also has a way of bringing him down to us.
另外一个也当然也是同时就这个意思，天主也被这些无助的人所吸引，所以当我们把我们在特别无助的时候就告诉天主，你看我这么的无助，那也是吸引天主来到我们身上的一个方法。
So, let's, Well, I can make another one. That's fine.
你们愿意把它拍下来吗
okay, No, no, it's okay. I'll just make another one.
第四个图
什么意思 I'll just make another one. It's fine.
And she wants to ask you.
Oh, question?
Explain more. Yes, the question. 第四个是我从这边过去。
Okay. Question. Yes.
让我转一圈。你说这个是吗？这个。And you gave them say more about that.
Okay. Well, these are distractions. So actually, I'm going to talk about that just right now. That's it.
就是神父还继续谈这个，就这幅图，他画到那儿去再讲。
So when I for example, when I go into prayer, and maybe my spirit is here, and then I remember that I need to. What's a good example? Well, maybe it's fine. So I get there's a mosquito. And then I start to get irritated. I start to think about how I can get rid of the mosquitoes. So that's a thought coming here. I start to think about how to get rid of the mosquitoes.
其实神父讲的这一部分啊，就是这个图搬到那儿去讲啊，是说这个，比如说那个分心的思想，突然间就是来到你身上。神父讲一个例子啊，就说我们的这个。这个精神状态就是精神就在这样一个部分，就画的中间那一部分啊，然后突然间就是讲我们祈祷的时候，这个蚊子来了，当然他你会觉得哎呀这个蚊子真的很讨厌，但是你就想我用什么办法把这个蚊子赶走呢，这就是说这个分心的思想之一，就是这是刚才就是这个，这不说这个分心吗，这个内容这些东西就是分心，我们正比如你做祈祷的时候，他突然间就有这样一个东西来到你身边。
And then I start to think that if I weren't in China, I would be in a church with air conditioning where there are no mosquitoes.
所以那个时候啊，就是这是神父刚就继续解释那个，不是你就想我怎么把这个蚊子给它弄走呢，他说就是这个屋子要有空调的话，估计这个蚊子就不行了。
And then I wonder why I'm in China to begin with.
然后呢就开始就想，你看这不就是按照这个方法，越想越多，越想越多，然后这个分心的一个思想，两个三个就开始就多了。
And then I start to think about whether I'm going to come back to China.
然后就想，他就想一想，就是在想啊，这都是我们说举例子说。你看中国这么多蚊子，我明年还来不来吗？
Now, all of these things might have started happening even before I was really aware of it.
这个呢，就是它可能就是哪怕就是在你之前啊，你就是你也意识到了，但是它这些想法，它还会就是一下子就会，只要是。来了之后，他就不是一个想法，可能一想就一连串了。
And now, when I become aware of it, this is the important moment.
但是呢，这个时候就是你就开始想了，哎，现在这个时间是一个重要时刻。
What will I do? I could get upset at myself that I'm thinking all of these things.
Get out.
One thing I could do is start to wonder, why am I thinking this? Why am I not praying?
你的意识这个时候呢，就告诉你自己什么呢？你比如说这个分心啊，这个时候就开始想什么了？我为什么在这儿坐着呢？我为什么这个时候开始祈祷呢？
And then I can start to think about how I don't really know how to pray at all.
然后就开始再想什么呢？哎呀，我好像就感觉我都不知道怎么祈祷。
And then I can get angry at myself because I've been a monk for 20 years and I don't know how to pray.
这个时候呢，就可能有还有什么想法呢？就觉得开始对自己又生气了。一想，你看我这个修道了这么多年了，突然间还不知道怎么祈祷呢。
就觉得自己好像就很失败，对自己生气。
And then I hope that no one sees how distracted I am, because then they will think badly of me.
因为就是这个时候，自己不是感觉已经就是被这些事情就干扰了吗？然后还觉得什么呢？哎，我感觉这个状态，别让任何人看出来啊，别让任何人看到我有分心走意的这个样子。然后你觉得，要不然的话，你就别人看出我分心走意来，就是觉得这个人，哎呀，你看。还假装祈祷呢，所以说你看，就是心里还有一种那种骄傲。
So, but let's describe an alternative.
然后神父就是用另外一种这个就是替换的方式啊，就是再去描述这种情况。开始谈的就是那种分心的。
Now. At that moment, when I become aware of these distractions,
就是在那个你意识到了自己分心的那个时刻
I can decide to focus again on God and just ignore them, just move toward Him.
那这个过程呢，同时你也可以做的就是，我根本就不去理会这些，不去理会这些分心的这个思想，然后我就尽力的把自己的这个注意力转向天。
Instead of focusing on myself and my distractions, I want to focus my attention on God.
也就是说呢，用你刚才分心的那些东西，被你走向就是转向天主的注意力所取代。也就是把你的注意力转向天主，不去理会这些分心。
Another way that I can do this, and maybe.Well, even we can go back to this situation for a moment. What do we do here?
当然偶尔我们可能也会就是退回到这样的一个种状态。可能你刚才想想，我不去想这些，我就把我的注意力转向天主。但是转注意力转向天主，可能又转回来你分心的这个时候。
One thing that I can do here is I can just look at God.And be very pathetic, because he's attracted to my misery. I can show him all of my distractions and my hooks here.
就说你哪怕就是回到这样一个这就境界地步来了之后呢，你也同样再可以想，天主不是最关注、最被对被我的这个不幸所吸引吗？那就说天主，你就在我这个。不幸的这个过程当中，因为我感觉就是被这么多的这个思想在干扰着，因为这些分心。
Have you ever seen a little child, who is lost in themselves, and then suddenly they realize that there's somebody looking at them?
大家看没看过，就是那些小孩突然间走的走丢了，然后。就迷路了，不是走丢，就是迷路了之后，然后他觉得别人在看他呢。
And then the little child looks up and.
然后当别人不是看他的时候吗？然后突然他自己就这样看别人。
Sometimes I feel that way with God, as I'm completely in my head and I'm all focused here, and then I realize that God is there, and I wave and smile.
这神父就说他自己啊，就是在这个，比如说我们说这个祈祷过程中有分心的时候，就是一下子就是好像就迷路了感觉，然后突然间一抬头，哎呀，天主在这儿呢。
So these are some ways that we can handle our distractions and our attachments in prayer.
这就是说，这就是神父给我们就是描述的或是举的这样一个，当我们感觉祈祷分心的时候的一种，就是你怎么样就是处理你祈祷分心的一些方法。
No, do you want to put Chinese next to these English words? Is that helpful?
Okay. If we just remain here.
大家需要 照下来的，我觉得是蛮有用的啊。
And then we can take any questions.
然后呢，神父可以就是回答大家问题。大家有问题，现在可以想一想怎么问啊？不是怎么问，就你们问什么？哎呦，我够不着，
Just write it as high as you can, and we can draw a little arrow.
哎呀，现在才知道长高了，真有用啊！人高的不会写中文。啊，这我极限了。
第二个是这个
啊，
这是两个，
两个，我一个一个的写，别着急。这个其实就是举例子呢，这有更多了。
像今天挑剔的，他的倾向。
最上面那个，
这个，
这个也是默观，就是主动的，就积极的，不是主动的。积极的默观。哎呀，才知道当老师有多不容易呢。
Well, there we have it.
Sorry. 没事，我们先不擦，因为大家先留着。你看咱的这个。
Ready for the art museum right there.
神父说：“我们这就像一个艺术博物馆一样。”
Should have been an artist.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
现在神父，
大家可以问问题，任何问题。
Yes.
你们就直接说吧，直接说，我就直接翻译。
假如我祈祷的时候，有分析的事情的时候哈。我就坐在那里，我就直接跟天主说，就我所想的事情，或者是是跟别人生气呀、啊，或者想起来了某件事情啊不舒服啊，我就直接就跟天主说这个事儿怎么回事，我就感觉天主在那听我。
When I pray, and I pray because if I feel very angry. And these things, I feel very, very unhappy. I like I say to all of this to God, and He hear me.
There's a question?
Yes, this question. Can God hear all what I'm talking?
There's
complaints and angers.
Yeah, the best thing is to show Him how much we need Him.
其实
就是你跟天主讲的这个过程，也就是告诉天主我有多么需要你。
Yeah, show him all of the problems, all of the misery. That's what calls down His mercy.
也就是说呢，告诉天主你所有的问题，我所有的这个遭遇到的这些困难和不幸，那这样呢，就是我们更吸引天主的慈悲，也就是天主的慈悲就会倾注在我们身上。
And I like to think of that as kind of gathering them up and then holding them up to Him so that I'm really focusing on Him as I offer those things to Him.
这是神父用另外一个形象的比喻啊，就像把我们所有的这个你说不幸也好，生气也好，分心也好，所有东西，当然这个东西就是放到这样像一个什么盒子里或者一个篮子里了，就把它都给天主了。但是你的注意力呢，不是注意在你给天主这个东西上，而且把注意力就是放在天主身上，你就把它我就放到这儿了，给你了。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，Yeah, it's good prayer.
这是一个我们说这个是一个很好的祈祷方式之一。还有其他的问题吗？
我也不知道对不对、啊。我祈祷的时候，因为我是这后边，
我也不知道我的祈祷对不对，我不知道啥叫祈祷。以前也啊，我就是没有那么多的。就是直到天主在那儿，就是没有说故意的我要祈祷，没有那种意识啊，我就是坐那儿，就天主就在那儿啊，我就是顺其自然的啊，有啥就跟天主说啊，没啥那个困了我就累了我就搁那儿休息啊，但是我知道天主就在那儿。
有时候就睡着。
In other ways I don't have very clear awarenessGod is in my prayer. I just know a little about God is here. I just stay there. And sometimes during the prayer, I fall asleep. This kind of things. This is not a real question. But she just described this situation、
mm-hmm. she has. Well, there are a lot of reasons that we can fall asleep in prayer. Sometimes it's still good prayer.
其实我们在祈祷中说睡着了这样的例子啊，可能因为也有很多的原因。但尽管我们在祈祷中睡着了，但仍然是一个很好的祈祷。
Sometimes I'm offering myself to God, and I offer everything.And then I'm sort of drifting off.
因为就是在祈祷的时候，比如我们说把所有的东西啊，都给了天主，你给，就好像你就空了，我什么都没了。
And that's part of praying as a human being.
那可能这就是我们人对天主所做的祈祷。
But it's also important to ask ourselves.What do I do when I become awake again, aware again?
但是另外对我们重要的什么呢？不是刚才睡着了吗？但另外一个重要就是说，当我们醒来的时候，你就想想我应该做的是什么。
When I wake up, do I get angry at myself and yell at myself that I should be better, or do I just lift up my heart to God again?
就是醒来之后啊。我们是醒来之后呢，你是觉得对你自己觉得很生气呢，还是觉得就对自己讲你怎么这样，怎么是祈祷还睡觉呢？ 是对自己生气呢，还是就想你这个时候，哎，我就举心向上，我就再回到天主那儿去，就说这个是取决于你醒来之后怎么做。
This is where it's again very helpful for us to imagine that we are little children, and how sweet it is to wake up in the Father's arms.
这个就是刚才像神父描述的啊，就像我们像小孩一样，说你走走走的，可能走的迷失了，然后突然间，然后一抬头一看，呀，爸爸在这儿呢，所以就是这样一个感觉。
嗯。
就是比如说我们那个在祈祷前遇到困难了啊，有比如说工作上的事啊或者什么的，然后呢在祈祷当中就去把这个带，就是在想这个事情，然后就解决了，就突然就想到这个解决方案了，那就想知道这是一种分心状态呀，还是一种祈祷，
还是属于祈祷。
When we face difficulties in the work, in ministry, and I bring the difficulties into my prayer. And during the prayer, I feel this problem is solved. It's this, this is a prayer, or
你说的最后的是什么呢？
就是它是属于分心呀，还是属于祈祷啊？
It is a distraction or prayer. And at this two,there's some very clear distinguish.
It's a little bit like this image of being in touch with the things of the world and also being in touch with God at the same time.
这个呢就有一点像刚才神父说的，在这个那个画面里边啊，就说你，我们既就说积极的和天主建立联系，同时呢就是也在这个叫什么，我们在跟这个世界呢也有联系。
There are sometimes in prayer where everything kind of disappears and we really are just lost in God and nothing else matters, but other times that we're also in touch with our problems and our responsibilities.
因为祈祷有时候就会我们感觉我们自己只和天主在一起，其他的什么东西都没有了，但有时候呢也会感觉到呢我们和天主在一起，同时其他的问题也会出现在我们的祈祷中。
And you would just have to be aware yourself of sometimes we're just thinking about problems is not the same as thinking about them with God.
那有时候我们就会想啊，就是这个问题。
Think about it what?
Just sort of thinking about the things of the world, but we're not really in touch with God.
这个问有时候呢，就我们想的什么呢？就是这个问题，而不是想的是天主。
Yeah. So, as much as possible, we want to have this.Situation where we are doing the things in the world that we are responsible for, but that we're also doing them with God.
当然我们就是当想到这些，我们的确对这个，我们说无论是社会哈，就是我们所处的这个位置呢，我们是有责任的，但是也不要忘了我们同时的责任也是在祈祷中对天主的这个叫什么叫回应啊。还有其他的。还有问题赶快问啊，时间马上到了，马上到4:30了。
ask them more questions because the time is very close.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Close to end.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, we will keep talking about some of these things tomorrow. So if you have some questions that come up as you take your time in prayer and meditation, then you can bring those up.
明天我们还继续谈祈祷的问题，所以大家如果有问题的话呢，你可以用你的时间，然后思考思考再问也没关系。
So, 愿主与你们同在。
愿你的心灵同在。
愿全能的天主圣父圣子圣神降福你们。
阿门。
It's more close.